Hi again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 564. If you'd like to have a copy of it so you can listen to it over and over again and study it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Please specify whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're free, including the postage and handling. I've got some testimonies here today. We've got letters, we've got music, got a very powerful message from the throne of the Lord. We're continuing on with the sixth chapter of Matthew. But right now, I'm going to ask the Lord and ask you to join me that you, whatever your prayers are, whatever your needs are, Lord God, I pray that everyone out in radio land, in the listening audience, that whatever their need is, that you'll supply it for them, that you'll give them added strength and give them whatever it is that they need. This is specifically a promise of yours to those that love you and keep your commandments. Father, I ask that you open hearts and spirits in the listening audience, that they will come to the Lord, and that this church be strengthened. And Lord, most of all, bind the devil, destroy all the lies that they're telling about us out in the world. It's just a repetition of the same things that's been going on ever since I've been born again of the Spirit. Father, I ask it in the mighty name of Jesus, and everyone says, Amen.
Amen.
All right, praise the Lord. We've got some music now for you. This is our orchestra playing for you. A lot of these people fell away from the Lord. And we really know of the Spirit. We know when people are saved, and we know when they fall away. They're two complete different people. This is called King of Kings.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
The King of Kings. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We've got a testimony here from a rest home. Who's going to read it? You? Okay, Michelle. Go ahead and read it. I think this is really good because it goes to show that the general, a lot of the public do not believe the things that the media, the Bible says that Satan would be given a voice in the last days, and that is the mass media. I'm not talking about Christian, legitimate Christian programs, but I'm talking about the mass media is the voice, the mouth of Satan. And, a lot of people are catching on to that now, but it's a sad situation because I believe they're catching on too late. But at any rate, it's not too late for me and many other people at the church. And we've got some testimonies here of young girls that belong to this church. And we've got quite a few of them. I don't know if we'll even be able to get them all today to answer some of the filthy, rotten lies that are being told in through Satan's mouth, the mass media. But anyway, we have a good report here also from the different rest homes we go to. They say they don't believe the things that the media is saying. That's why they... Well, you'll hear it in the letter. Go ahead, Michelle.
This is from my nursing home in Fort Smith, Arkansas. It says, the activities director thanked us over and over again for visiting the residents at the River Valley Nursing Home of Fort Smith, Arkansas. She said there has been no other group that has ever come that has done for these people what you have done from the Tony Lamo Christian Ministries. After opening the service with a prayer, we started in with rousing songs of glory and victory. Stand up for Jesus, and are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? We sung with all of our hearts as everybody joined in praises to the Lord. The activities director jumped on her piano and played right along with us. There were close to 20 people in attendance. Some were new. At the end of the service, during the time we had an altar call, we led the majority of them through the sinner's prayer. The director then told us that the people there had just seen all the bad media about Tony and the church. But she told us very emphatically, I don't believe what they're saying about you.
Okay, so they don't believe what they're saying about me or this church. And we're getting that kind of response everywhere. Everybody I see on the streets, restaurants, or if I go anywhere, they say, you're Tony Lamo, aren't you? And I say, yes. We were in Penny's, and this woman came up to me and asked me that. She was around 45, 50 years old. And she says, I'd just like you to know that the pastor of our church, it's a big church down in Texarkana, is preaching messages from your literature. And I thought you'd like to know that. Okay, is that, continue on.
I'm praying for a wall of fire around you. I've learned not to go along with what people say or judge, but by what God says. The first time I was called about you people coming in and I heard it was Tony Lamo, even though I heard bad, the Lord told me to have you come over.
Okay, now if the Lord's telling somebody to come over to your rest home or the hospital, yeah, you can't be too bad.
Amen.
If the Lord is telling you to do it.
Amen.
Amen.
And if all people have to do is read the Bible to see if what I'm saying and doing, I'm about 73 and a half years old now. And, you know, we've been taking this malicious dialogue, this malicious venom from Satan's mouth for many years. And I hope that this service today will clear up a lot of that, okay? Then what else?
We love you here, and we want you to continue coming back. Praise the Lord.
All right, praise the Lord. Now, Angela, how long have you been in the church?
I've been here since I was 7 years old.
And I don't like asking, but what are you, about 33 to 35, somewhere there?
Yes.
All right. Have you noticed me raping anybody in the church?
Never.
Have you ever seen me beat people to a pulp?
Never. Quite the opposite.
Quite the opposite. Well, how would you describe this church?
I describe this church as the best place any man, woman, or child could ever possibly be raised or be. I know myself that this is where I want to be. I know because I was a happy child, and I'm still happy, and that's why I'm still here, because I know that there is no other place like this to be.
Okay, outside of me being so handsome, do you have anything to say about me?
I think you take very good care of the people, and you give them not only spiritually, give them the spiritual food, but physically, you know, you make sure all their needs are met. Everybody is very well clothed and housed and fed, and like I said.
What about the food? Is that pretty good?
The food's very good.
To me, it's better than any place in the restaurants.
Right. And you don't have to worry because you know food is being cooked by, you know, godly people.
Yeah,
and you don't,
it's not cooked by people that have AIDS or any other disease like that. Okay, and then what else?
I've heard the lies that people say, and I know a lot of these people that are saying these lies, I personally know them, and I know that they're lying, and I, like I said, I would not be here if what they say was true.
Okay, how is it that you personally know these people that, you know, you mean to say you know the media, the people in the media?
The people that the media are using to say lies about.
And who would they be? Backsliders, wouldn't it?
Right.
Okay, you formerly knew them, and they've been away from the church for 25 years or so, right?
Right.
And why would you say that they're saying evil things about us? Because, do you think it would be because I kicked them out of the church because they wanted to be homosexuals? Or maybe that they wanted to be on drugs and go back into the world again?
Right, none of that's allowed here.
Right. Okay, now we'll have, you want to come up and tell your name and how old you are?
I'm 10 years old.
And no. What's your name, though?
Alexis.
Okay.
I was born in this ministry, and he did nothing but good to me. He's never beat me or, like, done anything bad to me. He's been really good. He feeds me spiritually and physically. He takes very good care of me, and I'm very thankful for our pastor.
Okay. Do you think the food is good here?
Yes, sir.
Okay. You probably haven't been around that much in restaurants because you're only 10 years old, right?
Yes.
Have I ever made a pass at you?
No, sir.
Have I ever flirted with you any other girls that you see in this church?
No, sir.
Okay, thanks, Alexis. Mm-hmm. Now, somebody else, please. Just mention your name. And
Marissa.
Not your address, though. Okay. All right, go ahead. Mention your name.
Marissa. I was born and raised in this ministry. And Tony Loma has done nothing but good for everyone, all my friends and my family. And he supports us. All these rumors I've heard, I know all of them to be false because I was born and raised here, and I've seen everything he's done. Like if we do something wrong, he rebukes us, but he never, ever does he beat us to a pulp or anything like that. I've never seen that.
What about half a pulp?
Never.
All right. Okay, how old are you?
I'm 13.
13? Okay, have I ever molested you?
Never.
Have you ever seen or heard of me molesting anybody in this church? Never. Other than through the media?
Never.
Never. Are you sure?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Okay, next.
My name's Alessandra, and I'm 16 years old. I was born and raised in this ministry, and our pastor, all these people that are saying all these lies about him, some of them, they don't even know our pastor, and how can they say all this stuff about him when they haven't even been here, and they're just a bunch of liars, and our pastor, he has provided everything for us, and he's, like, feed us spiritually and physically, and he's, like, the greatest man that I know in this whole world, and I just know that I'm in the safest place in the world because, you know, I know that the Lord, he lives through our pastor, and he's just, you know, he's a very good, very good man.
Have I ever flirted with you?
No, sir.
Ever made a pass at you?
No, sir.
Ever tried to molest you in any way?
No, sir. Not at all.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Okay. Thank you. Next. Okay. Your name, please.
My name is Brooke, and I'm 15. And our pastor has done nothing but good for me. I hear all these things that they're saying, you know, that he beats us and, you know, he does all these things to us. But it just appalls me because he's done nothing but good for all of us. And, you know, they say he's holding us here and he's not holding me here. I want to be here. He's not holding anyone here. And, you know, if we want to leave, we can just go whenever we want to. And then I'm very thankful that I can be here. I never want to leave. And he's the greatest man that I've ever known.
Have you have I ever made a pass at you?
Never.
Ever molested you?
Never.
Not even tried to molest you?
Never.
Or stalked you?
No. not at all.
No, that doesn't go on here, folks. Mm-hmm. I mean, that goes on odd with the people that are saying these bad things about us. So how are the facilities here? You've been living in other facilities here at the church. I don't know where you lived before. You lived in Fort Smith, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you live out here now?
Yes.
In the Texarkana, Falk area?
Yes.
Okay. Were the facilities good?
Yes, very good. This is like Rolls Royce ministry.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the Cadillac is better than Cadillac. It's Rolls Royce ministry. Amen?
Amen.
All right. And your dad's been in the... How long have you been in the ministry?
I was born and raised here.
And you're 15?
Yes.
Okay, and I haven't even molested you once?
Never.
Okay. All right, thank you. Next.
My name's Miranda, and I'm 15 years old, and I came here when I was about 4 years old, and this ministry is very, you know, Tony Alomo is very good to us, and he gives us all our needs, and all these lies that we hear about, you know, on TV or anywhere, you know, it's all lies, you know, they say all this stuff, they don't even know what they're talking about, because I've been here for, ever since I was 4 years old, and I know...
How old are you now?
15.
15. Have I ever made a pass at you?
No way.
Ever molested you?
No.
Never even grabbed you by your ankles?
No.
Okay. All right. But go ahead. Keep going.
And he's, like, if we ever need anything, you know, he's very good to us, and he gives it to us, and he's the best pastor, you know, in this world, that he's just really good to us, and he would never do anything like that.
Okay. That's right. I wouldn't. Okay. Then next.
My name is Vanessa, and I'm 13, and I was born and raised in this ministry, and I know that this everything that the pastor has done for us is only good, and that he's never, you know, tried to hurt us or anything. You know, he teaches us.
What about molest you?
Never.
Have I ever flirted with you?
Never.
Then what else?
He teaches us, you know, what we're supposed to do and how to be godly young women and serve the Lord, and, you know, he provides everything for us, you know. If we need anything, he immediately gets it for us, and, you know, he's a very good, he treats us very well.
All right, and so you would say all these things to Channel 11 in Little Rock, Arkansas, some coffee pot station out there, and Channel 5 in Fort Smith, is just a pack of lies, right?
Yes.
And all the things they've been saying about us for all these years have just been out-and-out lies. So people want to contend with us and keep saying these things. I'm doing this especially for you government agents and the media. You know, the people here, now they're saying here in Falk, Arkansas, that it would be better for us to for them to come and blow all these children up, because they said that it would be better for them to be blown up and killed than it would be for them to be in this ministry. What do you think about that statement?
Well, we're treated so well here. You know, we have everything that we need here. And if anything, you know, they're the one who blow up children because they think that, you know, because we're serving the Lord, we need to be blown up. But their mind's completely backwards. You know, think backwards because, you know, why would you want to be blown up? Why do they want to blow up people that are, you know, serving the Lord? I mean, they're just like, you know.
The reason for it is because they don't serve the Lord, and they're sick and tired of hearing that they're going to go to hell. That's the thing that really gets them. And they're sick and tired because they don't have the Spirit of God in them to where they have the power to keep the commandments of the Lord. And they also, it's Satan, the spirit of Satan is in them, doing everything in their power to destroy the Word of God, because they know that I'm putting out the real, true Word of God here, and I'm keeping the commandments, and that I make sure that the people in the church keep the commandments of the Lord, too, because if they don't, they're asked to leave. Okay? We're not going to have anyone in here smoking dope or anything like that, or taking drugs of any kind. There's no fornication or adultery in this church. There's no homosexuality, and there's no lesbianism going on in this church. It's just too clean for the people out there and for the media. But they just insist on keeping it up. They're saying that we're mind-controlling people, that I'm mind-controlling them and hypnotizing them and everything. I can't hypnotize anybody because I'm legally blind. What would I hypnotize them with? I think, well, you know, you could say maybe because they get such good food here they stay, or that they get such good living facilities that they stay, and that they're getting the unadulterated, 100% pure gospel here. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're staying here for. They get new clothes, shoes, everything. They put it on the needs list, and then the people that do the purchasing go out and buy them the clothes right from the best clothing stores in the country. All right, so thank you very much. And then next.
My name is Naomi, and I'm 13 years old. And I was born and raised in this ministry. My mom was born here. And there's nothing that the pastor would ever do to hurt us. Everything these people are saying is just lies. They say that we have tunnels and we have slave labor camps when they're the ones that have slave labor camps and everything. And I'm so thankful that I'm here. And the pastor has never, ever done anything to hurt me. I've only ever had good things. And I'm very thankful he preaches the true word of God. And I'm very thankful for that also.
Did I ever molest you?
Never.
Okay, did you ever see me or hear of me molesting anybody here in this church?
Never, not at all.
Okay, thank you. That's very good testimony. Next.
This is Morgan, I'm 11 years old, and I'm very happy to be here. And the pastor has never done anything to hurt me, or he's only done good to me, and I'm very thankful to be here. And my mother was born here, and I would never want to be anywhere else in the world.
Did I ever molest you or your mother?
No.
Okay, you have a father, right?
Yes, sir.
And it's not me, is it?
No.
Okay. Great, thanks a lot, Mark. Is that it? Now, you want to come forward?
This is Yvonne, and I've been here since I was 10. And
how old are you now?
22.
Okay.
And ever since I've been in this church, this has been the happiest years of my life. I know what it's like to be out in the world, and it was very depressing. And
where are you from?
I came from New York, but I was born in Puerto Rico. And I've never found the Lord, and I used to go to all kinds of churches trying to find the Lord, and everything was depressing. And but here, I've never found joy like I have here, and people truly serve the Lord here. And people just can't understand that there is such a true church like this because they're not holy and righteous, and they can't believe that there is a church like this, and they try to find fault with the pastor because they can't believe that he's holy as well. But nobody's abused here. We're all very happy, and I'm very happy to be here.
Okay. Have you ever seen me molest anybody in the church?
Never.
Okay. How about beat them half to death, like they say? Or do you think we have a slave labor camp here?
No.
No?
No, absolutely not.
Well, all right. All right, thank you. Next.
My name is Alice, and I'm 19 years old. I've been here my whole life, and I've never experienced anything but the lies that they say on the media. They say that we're beaten, that we have to work in the fields, and that we're just being mind controlled and all this stuff.
We don't even have any fields.
I know. No.
What would we be picking out there? Potatoes or what? We don't. The Lord told me never to this point anyway, to have any type of farm or anything like that. So nobody really. They just do you type?
Yes.
And do you work sometimes the machine over here?
Yes.
The audio machine so that I can talk on it, all right? Okay, have you ever been beaten to a pulp here?
No, never.
Okay, have you ever seen me molest anybody in the church? You're just like a dirty old man?
No way.
All right, good. All right, anybody else to volunteer?
My name is Abigail. I'm 14 years old, and I've been in this ministry since I was I was born and raised in this ministry. The pastor's never done anything but good to me. He's been more than a father to me. And I couldn't ask for anything better than to be here.
Okay, did you ever see me molest anybody in the church?
No, sir.
Did I ever flirt with you?
No.
No? Okay, did I ever buy you presents to entice you to be with me?
No, sir.
Or have you ever seen me do that with anybody in this church?
No.
Okay, thank you very much, Abigail. Now, Sharon, you want to make a comment? This is my wife, and I have a beautiful I mean, all the people, I've been in Hollywood quite a bit, and all the, many of the people there want to put him in movies and everything because he's a very handsome boy. So, Sharon?
Well, the devil is a liar, and when he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own. Everything they've accused Tony and this ministry of, the Catholic Vatican has been responsible for causing themselves. They themselves are the doers of these things, not a godly ministry where the pastor leads us only by the word of God. We know and see proof of it daily. We know when he prays for someone and we see them healed, we know God heard his prayers. We know God is honoring him because he really does serve God in truth in the spirit every day. We have proof from many areas of the world of the letters that pour in, the emails, the phone calls constantly, how that their lives are being changed and massive amounts of people are being turned from evil to being servants of God because of the ministry and the work being done from here. You will know people by their fruits, and we have proof of the fruits that the Lord is bringing forth souls through this ministry. The lies are just that, from the devil, and they're done by his own.
Praise the Lord. You know, the ones that are accusing us are the ones that are on drugs. They're in the Vatican. They are homosexuals. And they are pedophilias, or pedophiles, or however you pronounce it. They have literally raped little altar boys by the hundreds of thousands. And I just wish that you media people that are definitely controlled by the Vatican just shut your stinking mouths, okay? Mm-hmm. Because you're really into it, because you're not supposed to bring false accusations against people, especially innocent. And on top of that, you're not supposed to be murdering innocent babies. And you people are infamous for murdering 50 million babies per year. Human babies. And you're also infamous for murdering millions of people every year, one way or the other. And your drug companies are murdering. IG Farben makes a lot, or if not most, of all the different medicines. And they are the ones that made the cyanide gas to kill all the Jews, and then they put them in the ovens to cremate them. And, you know, they're even now, these Vaticanites, there's several, many of them going around saying there was no such thing as the Holocaust. We had nothing to do with that. When, in fact, it's just a historical thing. And if anybody would like to have any information on that, I'd be more than happy to furnish it, all right? So, we've got one more here. Give your name, please.
My name is Shana, and I'm 13, and I'm... I just want to say that I was born and raised in this ministry, and the pastor treated me better than my father does, and my father treats me very well, and I'm just so thankful for our pastor. All he has been doing, just been doing good to me, and he teaches me, like when I'm doing wrong, he tells me what to do right, and he teaches us to be godly women, and I'm very thankful for our pastor.
Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. And then also, yeah, this reminds me of the health food stores in Palm Springs, California, and in other ones, health food stores from California, and here in Arkansas, Texas, and everywhere. They constantly, the owners of these health food stores, say they never, ever seen anyone buy as many vitamins and minerals, and I'll call one in, and buy several hundred dollars worth of vitamins and minerals for each one here. And I know about vitamins and minerals very well because I was in the health studio business for a good many years in my life. And I've worked with the world champions, Mr. Americas, Mr. Universe, Mr. Olympias, and I've worked out with them. I've worked out right in the same studio where Arnold Schwarzenegger works out, and some of the top muscle people in the world, and I've studied nutrition with them, and so these people are extremely healthy. Some people in the church that are not that tall, their mothers and dads were not that tall, but you should see their children. They look like giraffes almost. They're so tall. Okay? And they're healthy. We provided a huge health studio here at the church for them, two of them, one in Fort Smith and one here in Falk. We have the nicest facilities. We have a recording studio. We have a television studio. And God has really blessed us a lot. And we're not bragging at all, but we're trying to set the record straight for all you poverty-stricken people out there that don't have any idea of what's going on here. Have you ever seen me marry somebody else's wife?
No.
Okay. So that's another one. I heard some people say, well, this preacher does this and that preacher does that, and Tony Alamo has married other people's wives. Lies, okay? Mm-hmm. All right, praise the Lord. Now, if, say, my wife was married before, but the man went out and committed adultery and fornication, and he didn't want to serve the Lord, and he got a divorce. And the Bible states that if they walk away from you, that you have the right to marry again, but this time to a godly person. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, do you have another testimony?
Yes.
Okay, let's hear it.
From Zambia, Africa. Dear Evangelist Tony Alamo and the Tony Alamo Ministries, I greet you in the name of our Lord. My name is Natasha. I am doing my grade 6 at Mohula Demo School. I like your program every time you are on the radio, East Africa. Your program has a great message, and it has really changed my life. I just wanted to tell you to continue the same spirit. May the good Lord see you through in your program for more interesting things of our Lord God. Yours faithfully, Natasha.
Right. You know, I was just thinking, everybody in the church could say the same thing.
Amen.
I'm recording this now. This is Saturday, right? Okay, well, our people are in Houston, Texas, distributing literature in Los Angeles, New York, and Fort Smith, and we have hundreds of other distributors here in the United States and many hundreds of them throughout the world. And while you people might be sitting home watching the football game, we don't watch that. What we're just doing is keeping the commandments of the Lord, okay?
Amen.
How is that for you? All right, now then. Now, the Bible doesn't teach us everything. That's why Jesus said we can expect him to become the life-giving spirit when he ascended up into the kingdom of heaven. And he, the comforter, or the life-giving spirit, would come down into us when we pray to the Lord, and that he would teach us everything, all things. He'd teach us what to eat and everything. Now, we go into, continue on to the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, and it's in verse 25, says, therefore, I say unto you, and this is Jesus talking, don't think anything. Take no thought for your life. No, just you don't tell, there's no point in you thinking about your life, because all we need to do is we know that we have life in us. That's the Lord's life in us. So we shouldn't pay any attention or give any thought to our life. Well, why is that? Because the Lord is with us. We have eternal life already. The life-giving spirit is entered into us. And we also have the great teacher of the entire universe living and working in us. So we don't need to think about our life, because the Lord wants our life to be given up. And our former life, the life that we lived of sin, it must be nailed to the cross of Christ. We must be nailed to the cross, and we have to deny ourselves the kind of life that we lived before, and take up our cross and follow the Lord. So take no thought of your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body. Why shouldn't we care about the body except for what the Lord tells us to care about it? Because our body now happens, he's living in us, and we are the body of Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So there's a comma there, and it says, what ye shall put on. I don't worry about what I'm going to eat tomorrow. I just ask the Lord, what shall I eat today? I don't take any thought of it. Or I'll call up and say, you know what has been prepared for us at the church today? And if I don't like it, well, then I'll ask the Lord, or I ask the Lord if he wants me to eat it. And if it's too greasy or something, we don't really have greasy food, but chicken is a little bit, to me, there's a little bit of grease in there, and I decide not to eat too much of that. And so I'll open up a can of tuna fish if the Lord says, eat fish or whatever. So I'm not worried about what I'm going to eat tomorrow. Amen?
Amen.
Or what I'm going to put on tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about my body except for what the Lord told me. He said, all right, you've got diabetes, and I want you to control it now. So watch what you eat. This is not in the Bible. It's not going to tell me what I'm supposed to eat today. You understand?
Amen.
So I'm glad that I have the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, living in me so that I can talk to him and ask him what he wants me to do. Sometimes I'll say, okay, can I work out today? And he'll say, not today. And so I never ask him, well, why not? But later on that day, I start feeling like I'm getting a cold or something. And I know from being in the health studio business that if you work out while you got a cold or a flu is coming on, or if you're sick at all, you'll get, for sure, you may catch pneumonia. Amen?
Amen.
So it's good to, for me not to think about what I'm going to eat or drink or what I shall put on. Is not life more than meat? Yes, well, the Lord told me if I will eat properly and exercise, I'll live another 40 years. Now, people, they say, somebody told me, who was it here, that the people that are 70 years old are 40 nowadays.
Yes.
Who said that?
I did.
Okay, where did you hear that?
On the internet, they said that the new the 70 and set to 75 is the new 40 to 45.
75-year-old people are now 40 to 45 years old. So that means if I live another 40 years, that'll be 70, almost 74, 84, 94, 104, and 114. A lot of you people, you don't listen to what the Lord says. You'll be dead way before I will, if I continue doing what the life-giving Spirit told me to do. Life-giving Spirit makes you have more life here on earth, and he gives you eternal life. That's the main thing. Is not the life, the immortality, more than meat? Isn't the life-giving Spirit living in you more important than what you're going to eat?
Amen.
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 I try to stay away from bread and desserts. And the body, is that then clothing? Yes, the body is more important than the clothing because the Lord tells us the whole in the Bible that we are the body of Christ. And therefore, the body where Christ lives, we are the temple of God, is more important than what we put on. We could wear a t-shirt, amen?
Amen.
And we've never had to worry about wear clothing or anything like that. We have our closets. Everyone in this church, our closets are stuffed with more clothing than we can put on, amen?
Amen.
Okay, is everybody saying amen to that?
Amen.
Anybody got holes in your shoes?
No.
All right, good. Now, behold the fowls of the air. Look at them. For they sow, they don't sow anything. They don't sow any seed. Neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Period. And are ye not much better than birds than they? Amen.
Amen.
Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? I mean, I was not talking about standing on stilts or something. I mean, to your actual stature. Now, a cubit is from your fist clear down to your elbow. If you're fully grown, you're not going to grow any more than that. Amen?
Amen.
And why take ye thought for clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, they don't work, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon, King Solomon in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these beautiful lilies. So we're really not to worry about that. We're just to seek the Lord. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things are going to be added unto you. You will never have to worry about food or clothing. Amen?
Amen.
Now, and the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, tells me to work out and eat properly, eat moderately. Don't eat a lot of greasy food. He says, don't eat any beef. Don't eat any lamb. Don't eat any, he added that just a few weeks ago. And he says, don't eat any dairy whatsoever. Well, it comes to find out that all the different health books now lately, he told me that years ago. He took dairy away from me. I love cheese and I love ice cream and things like that, but I don't eat that anymore. Okay, they have soy ice cream, which, you know, just as good. It's better, a million times better than the dairy, because the dairy has all kinds of hormones and medicine in them, and it's no good for you. Wherefore, if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the fire or the oven, shall he not much more clothe you? Well, we don't have any necessity of clothes here. However, we are sending lots of clothes overseas and to poor people here in the States. O ye of little faith. Now, we have to have faith. If you don't have faith in the life-giving Spirit, which is Jesus, then who do you have faith in? Because there's no one but Jesus that could keep people fed, clothed, and housed on a daily basis for over 40 years. Don't forget that Jesus gave water to the Hebrew children. There was between 600,000 of them and 3 million in the wilderness at that time. And they never lacked for something to eat or water to drink. God would let them go for a while without, but none of them died from thirst or famine. Verse 31, therefore take no thought. And when the Lord says no thought, he means zero thought. Now I just have to turn the page here. I thought, saying, thank you, my dear. What shall we eat? Oh, my God. Is anybody worried about what you're going to eat tomorrow?
No.
Why? Because we have plenty of food, right?
Yeah.
The Lord has provided and we have everything. No thought of what we eat or what shall we drink or where. Withal shall we be clothed. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. That's lost people. And they work their heads off to feed themselves and clothe themselves. And we purchased several of their homes, and they were sleeping in sleeping bags in their house. Places trashed out. Their toilets didn't even flush. The Gentiles have problems like that. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, and his righteousness, and to do what he says is right. And if you'll do that, all things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take care. Take thought for the things of itself, sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And that's the end of chapter 6. Okay, now... So the Bible doesn't teach us everything, but it does teach us that the Holy Spirit will teach us whether to go to California, New York, Arkansas, Texas, wherever, or just stay put wherever you are. The Lord says, take me, trust me, trust me with your life. In other words, the Lord wants to give you a blank contract and have you sign the bottom of it. That's trust. Amen?
Amen.
Here, Lord, I'll sign any contract you give to me. How'd you like to do that? Man, when I read contracts, but when the Lord tells me, here's the blank contract, sign it. And that's the way you must be with the Lord. Don't hesitate to sign any contract that he puts before you. Because the Lord tells you that the contract that you're signing with him is for sure. He's the way and he's the truth. And you can trust in him. You can give him full confidence. Trust. All right? And I see that my time is up. And so this is the time that we pray. And those of you that want to pray with me, if you say this prayer, you're going to surely know the Lord. But you're not going to know him all together until you read the Word. So let's hesitate here and pray a little bit. Father, anoint me and anoint the people in Radio Land. Now they know that they can trust. They've heard all these witnesses. That this place is not at all like the Antichrist, Gentile, Vatican, new mouth, the media at large says. So we just ask you folks, say this prayer. Say this prayer. We'll pray it together. My Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus. Wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul, I know, because your precious word says so. Your word is spirit and it's life. Therefore, I know your word is the Holy Spirit, the life-giving Spirit, and it is eternal life. Lord, therefore, I know you've heard me and answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And now just raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord. And Sharon, tell them how they can receive a copy of this CD or audio tape, number 564. It's free.
Go to alamoministries.com or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 6467, Texarkana, Texas, 75505, or call area code 479-782-7370. That's 479-782-7370, or fax to area code 479-782-7406.
All right, now here's Peg Springman to sing for you, Right On, King Jesus. And they said, we are the body of Christ, and that means that we have to continue on, riding on with Jesus to the end.
Jesus, rise.